following is a recording of a meeting with His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on November 7th, 1977 in Sri Vrindavan Dham, India.
Everything is going very nicely now. When the news came that you were coming, it spread just like electricity. All of a sudden, all Gurukul boys, all devotees, they started to cry out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, jumping up and down. Just within a few moments, everyone was immediately jumping. Now the book distributors, they've been very eager to fulfill your order to do 100,000 books. So already last month, they did almost 40,000. Last week, they did 12,000 books. One party in Assam, they were selling Bengali, mostly Bengali books. They did 7,000 books in 1 week.
Which one?
Gita Gan and Bhagavan Air Kotha and
7,000. That's pretty good, Srila Prabhupada. Mm. 1 week just for one party. And they have four parties.
Right, well, now there's two. But, so, we're organizing now so that we'll be able to even distribute 30,000-40,000 big books in a month. Well, this Vairagya Vidya, that'll be printed in 2 weeks. So then we will distribute that. In English, there's good scope also, because in my zone, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, they're English predominated state because the Christian missionary have converted everyone. But they found great reception there. Although the Christians are, even the Christians are buying. There seems to be a lot of land for sale right now. About 60 to 80 bigas of land is for sale. And the people are asking the market rate. So it's, even if the government, we don't have to depend on acquisition, we can just go on buying.
Yeah, no. If we are able to within our jurisdiction, so much that otherwise they shall notice why you are purchasing.
We will purchase in the, we'll get a permit from the government to hold more land, and until that time, then we'll purchase the name in the name of Gopal Krishna, Surup Damodar.
Srila Prabhupada, we can also purchase in the name of Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust.
A trust can hold 50 bigas of irrigated land, 70 bigas unirrigated. And once we turn that, if we turn that to non-agricultural land, then there's no limit. By paying twice the land tax, we can convert to non-agricultural for the purpose of building our temple or building anything. And then it's no longer subject to any ceiling. We will see with lawyer very carefully that...
So you can purchase in Srup Damodar's name?
Yes.
This land is for sale from whom? The Mohammedans?
Yes, both Mohammedan and Hindu.
Should we buy this land, Srila Prabhupada?
Oh, yeah. You have that money?
Yes. There's enough money.
Mm-hmm. We do not want to rest until every home in Bengal has a copy of Gita Gan and Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
Gita Gan is nice. What does it attract?
About 10 new devotees are there now. Every week, two or three new devotees are coming. Four of them are college graduates. They're helping answering letters and transcribing. Subhag has five books that he had written in England. So we got those, and now they're being copied for printing.
What kind of books?
Small books. Beyond Birth and Death, Easy Journey.
Subhag is doing nicely?
Yeah, same as usual.
Is there Bengali boys, Maharaj?
Yes.
So how many devotees, how many members are there now, devotees in Mayapur?
I didn't take the exact count. Yeah, 200.
200. Big ashram, Srila Prabhupada. I'm thinking of bringing some Manipuri boys to Mayapur. Next time I go, bring some boys from Manipur. Manipur boys are very good workers. We saw them in Bombay. Remember, Srila Prabhupada, I brought three of them to meet you? They all look like Swarup Damodar Jr. Very humble, intelligent, hardworking.
The Manipur Mandir in Navodip, when I was gone, they had sent an invitation for attending one function. They're very favorable. When the party went to Assam, then they got an invitation to go to Tripura, which is next to Manipur. It's 80% Bengali speaking, and also many Vaishnavas. So we expect to distribute many books there. Next month, party will be going to Tripura.
Book distribution has hit India, Srila Prabhupada.
And Srila Prabhupada, I was thinking that it's very important we want to complete this temple in during your stay here on this planet. Then your life's mission will be, there won't be anything that's left incomplete if we could just complete the temple. The present, so just meditate that what are the obstacles. Actually, we have already enough land for the temple itself, but the temple design, when you first came to Mayapur, then the temple was going to be 225 feet. Then we asked Sarab to make a design, and then he made 300 feet. At that time, the estimate was 15 million. Then again he was designing, and it went to 350 feet, then it went to 30 million, then it went to 400 feet, 55 million, now it's up to 70 million.
Dollars.
Every time he thinks about it, he adds 50 feet and it goes up 20 million. So now all the distributors in the world, they were very eager to see the temple built, but at the present time it requires so much money at $70 million and 450 feet that no one can think of even starting it for 5 years. But if the temple was 300 or 350 feet and 25 or 30 million dollars, which I don't think anyone, it would be the biggest building even in India and the biggest temple in the world, then it could be started immediately, feasibly. BBT's $100,000 a month and Guru Kripa, that would be enough to immediately, even in the coming year, to start the construction of the temple. Simply if Sarab was asked to just make the temple on a $30 million budget, which would be 350 feet or 300 feet. And this is really inspiring the book distributors to have this temple begun and to complete it within your lifetime, Srila Prabhupada.
my lifetime. It is now very at any moment.
We're all praying that Krishna will give your strength back. Neophyte devotees, without your inspiration and association, be very difficult.
That Mohammedan, what is his name?
Which one?
Mohammedan.
Vatsaya.
Badushek.
He's selling the land.
Is he selling?
Right now he's still asking 4,000 rupees, but he seems to be weakening, but he hasn't come down yet in his price. He's not coming around so much. They're all a bit, because now they have to go regularly to the jail. They were going once a day, now it's once a week. So it's a big trouble for them.
Including him?
Yeah, he's the one of the men. He has to go.
He's one of the men who was...
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the main
instigators. They lose a day's work, right?
Yeah.
You should tell him that if he sells 2,000 rupees or bigger, that we will not be so severe with him.
Stay stuff like that. It's very dangerous. They used to have to say that in court.
Krishna worked with this man. He was harassing us, and now he's harassing.
Up to 3,000 a day.
Up to 3,000.
Hold it.
Yes.
And make a diggy.
That Prafulla Brahmachari or Prabhupada Das or whatever he's called next door, he has built a small temple now. The dome has come up. It's about 45 feet high.
Dome?
Temple of a dome.
A dome, oh. Not very narrow. And
is he friendly or something?
He's very friendly. He came by. And he said that he recommended that about 2 months ago that for a while we shouldn't say anything to the Mohammedan and try to get, then he'll bring the price down. Then mutually we can decide that who will take the land.
He wants the land?
He doesn't know if he has the money to buy the land, but he's got some interest to get the land.
Why?
Because he only has one biga right now, and that land is just next to his.
Planting?
Now planting is going on. Already many flowers and vegetables have been planted, and now the wheat is, fields are being plowed for planting. If the big temple was 30 or 35 stories high, there would be any harm.
No, no. It is too much.
It's too much.
The present design is too much. So the present design means that every month $600,000 would have to be given. And that's just too much.
Too much then is not good.
So the tendency is that when you make an estimate, it's always higher. You say $30 million, it's very likely that it'll go more.
Yes, and then consider. His birthday was a couple days ago, and then he invited us. So I sent two brahmacharis to his ashram for his birthday celebration.
His temple is complete.
It's not mandir.
I didn't ask actually. I think he's a year older than Prabhupada Siddhapurva, or 2 years old.
At least 1 year. I want to develop Gauravandan. So in Jogati, they could not build him a Darshan Mandap in 50, 60 years. So we can construct a hall.
Rat Mandir.
Yes.
Kirtan Hall.
No. Bhakti Vedanta Jogpit Bhakti Vedanta Hall. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Hall.
What do you think?
With bookstore. Prabhupada has formed a trust, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust, and its purpose is to develop Gauramandala Bhumi. Prabhupada's one idea is to build this Darshan Mandap at the Jogpit, and another is to finish Sridhar Maharaj's Darshan Mandap at his, like that, to develop a different, to encourage cooperation between the different god brothers and temples. The members of the trust are myself and Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj, Surud Damodar, myself, Madhav Maharaj and Madhusudan Maharaj. Prabhupada named those members.
How do you say the idea?
All of your ideas to the Prabhupada are perfect. I am not someone to offer opinion. But if you ask, then I think that actually, especially the Jogpit Nath Mandir is a very dynamic idea. And in general, it must do good.
We want cooperation.
No more non-cooperation.
Generally, that even Devananda Gaudiya Math, they had invited us for the disappearance day of Keshav Maharaj, but I wasn't present at the time. So I mean, generally now they're inviting us, and everyone seems to have a desire for more and more cooperation. Madhav Maharaj had talked with leader of the Jana Sangh, now the Janata Party constituent, who is Professor Bharati, Horipada Bharati. He's a big orator in the Bidhan Sabha. So he is very pro-ISKCON and pro-Hindu. So he's coming out to Mayapur the 20th and putting on a public meeting. It's being organized by the local Hindus. And in the time he'll be also visiting our temple. So he was told by Madhav Maharaj, who happened to meet him somewhere, that he should give us full support also. And he mentioned that. And so he's going to give a lecture, and in the lecture he's going to tell the Muslims that they should never do anything like this to another Hindu or Krishna temple again. Otherwise, their situation will be very, said, if he driven out.